Coming up on Hands on Mac, my review of the brand new MacBook Air. This episode of Hands on Mac comes to you from the Twit LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless. Whether they're working in the office or remote, visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Mac is brought to you by LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hands on Mac. I'm Leo Laporte, and I got my hands on a brand new Mac. It's not that often you get to say that. This is the new MacBook Air. The MacBook Air, remember when Steve Jobs introduced it way back when? Must have been, 10 years ago? He had it in a manila inter-office envelope and pulled it out, and everybody went, whoa, that's thin. Well, it's still very thin. It, in fact, was the first in what is now called the Ultrabook line. And Apple may have created it, but now pretty much everyone makes an Ultrabook. What makes an Ultrabook? Well, very thin, relatively light. Most Ultrabooks are under 3 pounds. This one is just under 3 pounds. Usually they're 13-inch screens. Good battery life. Decent keyboard. That's pretty important. The good news is the MacBook Air is back as the ultimate Ultrabook, especially if you're a Macintosh user. One thing Apple did is they dropped the price on the MacBook Air. The starting model is now $999. It's important. It's an important price point, getting it under $1,000. It's $899 if you're an education buyer, a student, or a teacher. What do you get for $1,000? You get a fairly slow i3 processor. It's dual core. Runs most of the time at 1.1 gigahertz. It can clock up faster, but doesn't ever stay any faster. So it's a fairly slow processor. In fact, it's one of the it's a new processor from Intel, but it's one of the Y chips, which is frankly not the fastest processor out there. It's their mobile chip. You get 8 gigs of RAM. That's usable, maybe not desirable. And for $1,000, you get a kind of scant 256-gig storage. MacBook Air, the new one, the 2020, comes in silver, space gray, but I still like the gold. There's not a whole lot of companies making gold computers. I think that makes this pretty distinct. Now, of course, I didn't buy the base model. I upped the ante a little bit. 1.2 gigahertz i7 processor, and it's a quad core. I got 16 gigs of RAM. That's the max you can get, and a terabyte of storage. Apple does go up to 2 terabytes, but even this machine was pretty pricey, $1,849. That's a lot of money for an Ultrabook, but as usual, you're paying a lot. All the new MacBook Airs have the same things the previous edition had, a real escape key, no touch bar. For a lot of people, that's a good idea. And I do like this fingerprint reader. That means it has a T2 chip in here. That's really great. Port-wise, not so great. It was just the 2 Thunderbolt 3 ports on the left-hand side. I would love to see one on the left, one on the right. Apple says, just can't do it the way we're configuring the system board. All you get on the right is a headphone jack, and that's it for ports. You're going to be buying a dongle if you want to do anything but the most simple things. Both ports can serve as charging ports. Again, see, it'd be so nice to have one on this side. A lot of computers do that now so that I could charge on the left or charge on the right, depending on, you know, where my plug socket is in relation to me. These are full Thunderbolt 3 ports, though, and they get a lot of speed and performance. But the most important thing, as far as I'm concerned, and I think anybody's concerned, is the keyboard. Apple's new Magic Keyboard is, like on the 16-inch MacBook Pro, a real keyboard once again with scissor switches. It doesn't have a lot of travel, but it doesn't have that dead-ending thunk that the old MacBook Air had. It's usable. It's not great, but it's usable. And frankly, it's enough usable so that I'm going to go with a MacBook Air as my main machine because I like the portability. I don't need a huge amount of speed as long as the keyboard is usable. Apple, of course, does a great job with their monitors. This is a True Tone display. very high resolution, 2560 by 1600. It's a 1610 display. That's kind of the new thing. But you notice it isn't a very narrow bezel machine, and it still has the MacBook Air branding. Our show today brought to you by LastPass. As you're preparing your remote workforce, it's important to keep security top of mind without impacting employee productivity. Transitioning to a full work-from-home environment can be complicated. Fortunately, LastPass is here to make the transition easier without decreasing security. LastPass lets IT teams remain in complete control over which employees are accessing which resources. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. One of the things I'm going to do, this is my review on Hands-On Mac of the MacBook Air. But for our product review program, Hands-On Tech, I think what I'm going to do is do a kind of dual review, because the biggest competitor for this is the Dell XPS 13. And I want to do I have the new one of those too, the 2020. I want to do kind of a head-to-head comparison. So we'll do that in the coming weeks on Hands-On Tech. The two top Ultrabooks, in my opinion, one from Dell and one from Apple. But if you live in an Apple world, you don't have a lot of choices. You're going to take the bezels. You're going to take the screen as it comes. And I have to say, the fact that it has a usable keyboard, that's a really important point. For anybody who's using the machine as a developer, having a physical escape key, really important as well. And I do love the fingerprint reader, the Touch ID. It is a great way to log on to your Mac. Let's talk about some of the other things you look for in an Ultrabook. Great battery life. This is all-day battery life. Yeah, Apple claims, I think, 11 hours. Certainly, I'm not getting that. But I would say with normal use, as I'm sitting on the couch, you know, checking email, surfing the web, even doing a little bit of coding, that this gives me a good solid 5 or 6, maybe 7 hours. It's a good day's worth of computing. That's really good. It's nice and light. I really like it. The keyboard is okay. I think this is a great little laptop. It's my favorite Macintosh, and I'm not alone. The MacBook Airs are Macintosh's, Apple's number one selling Macintosh. Yes, there's screws on here, but remember, the way Apple does its computers these days, not only is the RAM soldered onto the motherboard, the hard drive is soldered on. There are no user upgradable parts inside. You can take it apart if you have the right kind of pentalobe or I guess it's a star screwdriver, but as an end user, you probably won't want to because there's not anything you can upgrade in there. The negatives besides that, it is an Ice Lake Y-series chip, as I mentioned. It's not the fastest chip out there. Dell puts a U-series in its Ultrabook, and that's noticeably faster. Another disappointment, no Wi-Fi 6 in here. That's the new standard. Wi-Fi 6 is somewhat faster and more reliable than Wi-Fi 5. This is still Wi-Fi 5. And a number of people have pointed this out. I don't think it's Apple's to be dinged on this, but it is the case that it has a terrible 720p camera in it. I wish somebody would put a better camera in here. I guess Apple's excuse is, hey, you want a thin and light, you're not going to get, there's just not enough room for a better camera. So the webcam in this is not ideal. And there's no camera shutter either, so if you're going to have to put a piece of tape over there if you're a privacy nut. I think having only two T3 ports and both of them on one side is another limitation. It's expensive too, and that's maybe the biggest negative. You can usually get more computer for a lot less. But on the other hand, it's right in there with the Macs, and in fact, a little bit less expensive than the previous MacBook Air. So there you have it. In a nutshell, the MacBook Air, I like it a lot. I'm very happy that Apple updated it. Finally, they're putting in a better keyboard. Now, there's two MacBooks with that better keyboard, the MacBook Pro with the 16-inch screen and the new 2020 MacBook Air. I expect that all upcoming Macintoshes, and we're waiting any minute now for a MacBook Pro 13-inch, will have this new scissor key. Hallelujah, Apple finally saw the light. I'm definitely going to recommend it. If you love Macs and you like thin and light, this is the perfect laptop. Great for students, anybody on the go. I know we're not going many places these days, but someday you will, and you'll be glad you have a MacBook Air. So thank you, Apple, for updating it and finally seeing the light on the keyboard. That's it on the MacBook Air 2020. Definitely a positive. There are some negatives, but it's something we've been used to with the MacBook, and there's no reason not to get one if you happen to like MacBook Airs, as I do. Next week on Hands on Mac, we're going to take a look at Spotlight. Is there anything it can't do? I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next Friday.